Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Practice to Deceive by Anne Rule, narrated by Anne Toomey.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Sir Walter Scott, Marmion, Canto 6, 17. Foreword. This story of murder has as many facets as an intricately cut diamond, far too many to seem believable as either fiction or non-fiction. Either way, as the bizarre scenarios blaze a path through encounters between people who would not be expected to know one another, the saga might well seem contrived. As non-fiction, which it is a murky sea of reality with myriad characters who seem larger than life. They are infinitely different from one another in personalities, lifestyles, and possible motivations. I have wondered if their machinations can be reconstructed here in any orderly fashion. Where do I jump in and build a foundation of sentences and paragraphs strong enough to bear the weight of everything that must be told? There are no locks that my author's keys will open easily, just as there are few threads that might be woven into a pattern that makes sense. The denouement of this baffling case took a decade. The entire story traverses 50 years. Even now, there are shadowy corners where secrets still hide. Many innocents have died violent deaths in unlikely places. Over time, the motives behind why these particular human beings were singled out for death are more obscure. In the 60s, a group of authors decided to write a rather silly book, where each writer penned a chapter. New editions didn't.